This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yesterday in our Salat Tarawih, we finished Surah Yusuf. And Surah Yusuf offers so many lessons and so many reflections. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing that we find very common in the entire Quran is that the beginning of every single surah has a connection to the ending of the surah. For example, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by talking about what? Iman. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The very ending of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This is something that's very beautiful about the Qur'an. Even when you study Surah Yusuf, also we find a connection between the beginning of the surah and the ending of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the beginning, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very beautiful surah, one of the best stories in the Qur'an. But the stories of the Qur'an are not there just to tell us a story. The purpose is that it has to have a reflection. There are lessons that we learn from them. And hence, at the very end of the surah, Allah says what? لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in these stories, there is an ibrah. And by the way, the word ibrah in the Arabic language means something that you hear and something that changes your life. Something that you can reflect upon. So when you say the entire Surah Yusuf from beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned so many gems and there's so many lessons that we can learn from Surah Yusuf. Today, inshallah, I just want to explain or go through just two important lessons that we can learn from Surah Yusuf. First of all is that Surah Yusuf was revealed in Mecca. That means that if you study the history of Mecca, we learned that the closest people to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the ones who were causing the most amount of pain to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that there is no prophet like me who has been threatened about their deen the way I have been threatened. And no prophet before me has been caused pain the way I have been caused pain in regards to this deen. Why do you think that is? Because you study stories of the past where people were sawed in half. There were more afflictions, more pain that was caused to many anbiya before. The reason why the Prophet ﷺ said this is because in the past, before the Prophet ﷺ, pain was caused by strangers. In the case of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is his own brethren, the people who are the most closest to him. Those are the ones who are causing the most pain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a well-known fact that when the people who are the most closest to you, when they cause pain to you, that cut is more deeper. That pain is more deeper. That's a pain that it takes more time to overcome. So the very first thing that we learn from this surah is that the most closest people to you in your life will cause you pain. Think about Yusuf alayhi salam. It is his own brothers, his older brothers. They're supposed to look and take care of their younger brother. But instead of that, they put his life at risk. They threw him into a well. This is Yusuf alayhi salam being caused pain by his own brothers. And then not only that, but every single story has a same theme if you think about it. When Yusuf alayhi salam is in the palace, and you have the wife of the king trying to tempt, trying to throw Yusuf alayhi salam into temptation. She's trying to commit haram. Imagine the husband, when he found out that my wife is trying to become intimate with a slave inside the house. How much pain this caused the husband. Then on top of that, it was not Yusuf who caused that pain, it was his own wife who caused that pain. Then on top of that, we find in the same story, the father being caused pain by his own children. When the children came and they, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. One thing that a father cannot bear is when the children try to make him a fool, the father is thinking to himself, I'm older than you. I'm more wise than you. You're trying to make me into a fool. The father feels disrespected at that time. And what did Yaqub alayhi salam say? He says, فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ. At this point, I'm going to exercise patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also find in the same story of Yusuf alayhi salam being caused pain verbally by his own brothers, that years later, when Yusuf alayhi salam is now the financial minister of Egypt, these brothers, they have come after so many years And Yusuf alayhi salam is seeing them. They don't know it's Yusuf. Yusuf knows them. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he applied a tactic in order to keep Binyamin with him. At that time, what did the brothers say? قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقَ فَقَدَ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ Yeah, there, you know, he had a brother too. His brother was also evil. Okay, so think about Yusuf alayhi salam again being caused pain. So pain after pain after pain. This story teaches us that the most closest people to you in your life will inevitably, sometime down the road in your life, they will cause you pain. Sometimes the pain comes from the parents, sometimes it comes from the children, sometimes it comes from your most best friend, and sometimes it comes from people that you thought you can depend on. This is the story. But what do we learn and what can we do in these kind of situations? The very first thing is, when people cause us pain, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us these stories, we remind ourselves that we're not the only ones who have been treated like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been treated like this. All the anbiya before this, they have also been treated like this. So I'm not the only one who is going through this. The second thing, how to overcome this, is remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah knows our pain. Surah Al-Hijr was revealed also in Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ Whatever they say to you, we know about it. نَعْلَمُ We know very well what they're saying to you. And then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do in that situation? When they say things and they hurt you, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ Establish your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, when it comes to human relationship, I can build a relationship, but eventually one day I may be betrayed. Someone may say something to me that can really hurt me. But wallahi, the relationship in which a person is never betrayed is a relationship between a human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a relationship that Allah will never ever betray. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ Another thing that we can do when we are hurt by people, when they do things to us, is remember that do not ever put yourself in that situation. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, لَا يُلْدَغُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنَ No believer is stung by the same hole twice, meaning that you don't commit the same mistake again. When you have been betrayed by someone, you don't ever go back. If you have been betrayed one time by a person, for example, in business, you don't go back in business with that person. So this is something that we learned, the very first lesson that we learned from the story of Yusuf Ali, the story from the Surah Yusuf, is that people who are the most closest to us, they may hurt us. The second thing that we learned from this story, which is very, very important, is, especially in the age of digital media, social media, we often have this habit that whatever blessing and ni'mah Allah has given us, we like to show this to the entire world. I'm going for a vacation, you put on Instagram. You're going for anything, you're enjoying something with your family, everyone wants to put on Instagram. First of all is, we learn from this story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives you a ni'mah, if He gives you a blessing, remember that there are so many people who are devoid of those blessings. And when we share these kind of happiness and these kind of things on social media, we are putting ourselves out there, and someone can have hasad or evil eye against us. Yusuf alayhi salam has seen a dream. Inni ra'aytu 11 kawkaban wash-shamsa wal-qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. I've seen this dream. He comes to his father. His father understands. He has hikmah. He has wisdom. He says, don't tell this to your brothers, because your brothers, they already have hasad and jealousy against you. That hasad and jealousy will only intensify if you tell them these kind of things. And not only that, but Yaqub alayhi salam also understands how to protect his own children. When Yaqub alayhi salam, many years later, when Yusuf alayhi salam is now the financial minister of Egypt, and there's a drought that has come and has affected the lands around, what did Yaqub alayhi salam do? He sent his kids that go and bring something back from Egypt. But what they did was, what Yaqub alayhi salam did was extremely smart. He tells his children that when you enter into the courtyard of the king, and when you enter into the palace, لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا. That enter into different doors. Why? Because at that time, people used to be envious of those people who had boys. And these boys were not just boys, they were men. And think about, these were 10 brothers or 11 brothers at that time. And these were eventually the children of Bani Israel. So anyone who would look at them, that this entire family has come, immediately they may have hasad against these brothers. They may have hasad against Yaqub alayhi salam. This is why Yaqub alayhi salam is protecting himself, that and he's protecting his children from becoming the victim of someone else's hasad. So this is why in life, when Allah has given us a blessing, wallahi, there is no need to show the entire world. The most important thing is that we want to be happy. If Allah has given us and you and me a blessing, and I keep it to myself and I am happy, that's the whole point. What's the need to show the entire world? What's the need to have to show the entire world and gain their approval and gain their likes? If we are happy, that's all that matters. So this is why it is very important that we don't ever always, you know, there are some people who do it occasionally, khair, no problem. But there are people who do this on every single thing. Anything good in their life, they put it out. When your children graduate, and over again you put out things for them, you put your children in danger in one way, and in a certain capacity, to be honest. So that's why we have to be very careful. And what we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best way to protect ourselves from hasad and from evil eye is mu'awwadatain. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We learn also from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayatul Kursi. These are things that we can all do on a daily basis. So please make sure you protect yourself. So these are two things that we have learned from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Of course, there are many other things, but number one is you will always be caused pain by people who are the most closest to you. And number two is that do not always showcase your blessings that we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say alhamdulillah and move forward in life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who take heed and take lessons from the Quran. Ameen rabbil alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.